This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
From being Jedi sidekicks to running our errands, science fiction is rife with descriptions of robots, and they tend to have something in common. They're not running to a power outlet every 5 minutes. In other words, they're autonomous. They don't need human intervention to function. Outside the realms of science fiction, this is quite difficult to achieve, as making robots more power independent usually means adding more batteries, which means adding more weight, which means they need to use more power to move, which means they need more batteries, which, well, you see where this is going. But this week in Nature, there may be a new method to get around this problem. Many robots move using hydraulic fluids that are compressed and expanded to move their parts. But Rob Shepherd, a roboticist from Cornell University, has been taking inspiration from the natural world to do more with hydraulic fluid in an attempt to solve the battery problem.
So the idea came to me when I was thinking about circulatory systems and hearts and pumping blood through a vascular system. Blood supplies energy, and our heart is a pump, and our blood is powering our heart. So then I thought about how we can apply this idea to hydraulic fluids. So then we would replace the heart with a liquid pump, and that liquid pump would be pumping electrolyte that would power the pump itself.
This robotic circulatory system would be filled with what Rob calls robot blood. The blood is composed of battery fluid, making it multifunctional, both powering and moving the robot. By doing this, energy could be added to the robot without adding extra weight. Multifunctional batteries have been around for a while. For example, in some forklift trucks, heavy batteries are used to counterbalance their loads. But this is the first time hydraulic fluid has been used as a battery. To try out this idea, Rob made a soft robot, one that is made from soft parts, that was modelled on a lionfish.
I wish it did look exactly like a lionfish, but a lionfish is very brightly coloured. Ours is actually translucent white, because we used a silicone for the shell of the robot. It has some spikes coming off the top, like a fin, and it has some other fins, like pectoral fins. It has a tail that it can move back and forth.
Rob told me he didn't choose this design simply because it looked impressive. The spikes coming out the top served as a storage area for various components essential for the robot blood to function as a battery. For the blood itself, Rob turned to redox flow batteries, which are composed of fluids used for large-scale storage of energy, the perfect ingredients for robot blood. With the fish pumped up with robot blood, Rob set about testing how much energy it could store.
If we use our battery fluid as a hydraulic fluid, it's 325% more energy dense than it is just using the passive oil or water we would use for the hydraulic fluid.
Being packed with energy meant the robot blood was able to power the fish for a long time without needing to be recharged. Rob calculated that it could swim for 37 hours before needing a top-up. And it could swim, just about.
Oh, do we have to talk about that? In terms of body lengths per second, it was like fractions of a body length per second. It's moving along pretty slowly. Yeah, it would definitely get eaten if it was in the ocean.
Okay, it was no Michael Phelps, but according to Rob, that wasn't the point. It was a proof of concept to see if energy density, the amount of energy stored, could be improved to make robots more autonomous. In that regard, Cecilia Laschi, a roboticist from Scuola Superiore Sant'Anna in Italy, thinks it was a success.
I found the idea fantastic. It's a very original idea. It addresses a very important problem. And I think that the solution is interesting to start giving an answer for making robots autonomous and usable.
Cecilia believes that this energy freedom would be very useful, especially in soft robots.
Being autonomous brings soft robots towards applications in real environments like exploration, search and rescue, even underwater. So the idea of sending soft robots underwater is also a very good idea to explore the oceans.
Before we get there, though, there's a way to go. For a start, it could be useful to get robots moving a little bit faster than the fish in this study. Rob thinks this could be achieved using capacitors, which would allow the energy stored to be released a lot more quickly. He also thinks that while the energy density in his robot was high, nature still has it beat.
So the system's energy density of our robot is around 53 joules per gram. Compared to a human, we have about 11 kilojoules per gram when we use fat. So even though I think our robot is pretty impressive, we're still many orders of magnitude away from the energy density of a living organism.